I'm Frederick Dove with highlights from across BBC World Service News today. And coming up,
we observe 1 minute silence in remembrance and in thanksgiving.
Here in England, a memorial service has taken place at one of the cathedrals of football in this country, Liverpool Stadium, Anfield. It was held to mark the 25th anniversary of Britain's worst ever sporting disaster, when 96 Liverpool fans died in a crush during a match at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield. This report by David Bond.
This was the moment when Liverpool came to a standstill to remember the victims of Hillsborough. Tunnels closed, the ferries stopped, a city united in respect and grief. At Anfield, more than 25,000 gathered, fans, relatives, players, past and present, to mark a quarter of a century since the tragedy. On the famous pitch, scarves formed the number 96 to honour those who died, and as local clergymen read out the names of the victims, lights were lit inside a giant silver ring to commemorate the fathers and sons, brothers and sisters who went to a football game and never returned.
John Alfred Anderson, Paul Clark, Colin James, Barry Robert Hennessy. We observe 1 minute silence in remembrance and in thanksgiving.
Liverpool's manager Brendan Rodgers might still be relatively new to the club, but he said he knew what today meant.
At Anfield Stadium, as the city of Liverpool marks the 25th anniversary of the Hillsborough football disaster. Ukraine says its forces have retaken an airfield from pro-Russia gunmen. We'll hear from our correspondent on the spot.
The Ukrainian troops told me they want independence and they are blockading this space.
Moscow warns Ukraine is now on the verge of civil war. Free after 30 years on death row in the US, but what's life like for Glenn Ford now that he's out of jail?
I can't even go into a bank and make the proper transaction without help. I have to be shown how to do that, and that's kind of embarrassing.